Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. So King David is getting ready to lead his people into battle. And this is the prayer of the people on David's behalf. And in verse 4 they pray, "May he, God, grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans." And in this moment, King David had one desire, and that was to defend the people of God. So it made perfect sense for them to pray, "May God grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans." When our desires and plans line up with the plan and the will of God for us, and we can pray this exact same prayer with complete confidence. We can also look for God to bring our desires more and more into line with his desires as we spend time with him and in his word. When we consistently fill ourselves with his thoughts as revealed in scripture, then we start to think like him and desire the things that he desires. He will also make sure he puts us right where he wants us. He has plans for you. And even if they aren't written down for you to see, he's faithful to get us where he wants us. So take a moment today and ask God to shape your desires so that you will want what he wants. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.